One of the participants in the shiur, Mr. Herbert Cohen, mentioned that he had the yard site for his mother today, so he asked that we learn and dedicate. Where the Mishnah makes a contrast between all shtari mammon as opposed to those two shtaris that require ksiva l'shma. By a get, of the participants in the shiur, Mr. Herbert Cohen, mentioned that he had the yard site for his mother today, so he has to learn and dedicate. Where the Mishnah makes a contrast between four shtari mammon as opposed to those two shtaris that require ksivu l'shma. By a get and by a shtar shich rabbik naini, you have to have ksivu l'shma. So it's a shtar for you. So the heta purposes, if that's signed by goyim, that's certainly no good. But if you have a shtar mammon, where the only question is this, did this thing really happen or not? Did he really borrow the money? Did he really sell the house? And so on. So then the Mishnah says, even though goyim apsulim la'edus, but the Chachamim made a takana that if it's our koyim shel goyim, if it's a goyish court, then we assume that lamari nafshai, they're not going to give an official document on a falsely. So we assume that what it says in the document is authentic. Kol hashtar ha'olim ha'koyim shel goyim, afal pi shel chesneim avdi kachavim ksherim, because we assume that if it's the arkoyim, they checked into it and they're going to tell the truth. Because the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, it's only if you know that they're not Mekabel Sheichat. You have to be Mekabel Edom who know that this is a bona fide Bezen Shel Goyim, who are known for their honesty. Sometimes you can have Goyish courts that are not known for their honesty, they're known for their dishonesty. So that's, yeah, so that's obviously a condition.
We accept our honesty. Reuben, we would accept their honesty?
No, the Rambam says you have to have Edom who will testify that they have a reputation of being honest. But to the best of our knowledge, we know that they're honest. We don't go bust their rice.
And we're not afraid that if they get caught, that they'll be disbarred or dishonored?
No.
That doesn't hold that?
No.
They don't get disbarred and dishonored anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So we mentioned that it's based on this Mishnah that many poskim say halacha lemaisa, that if the government sends an official notification on stationery from the Ministry of War that a man died in battle, so you assume that they will mevara that. And many poskim say can be matir and aguna based on the government beer. The same as our koel shel goyim the lamari nafshayu, since that's their responsibility to mevara who's alive and who's dead. And who's in captivity, so you follow Zechanim, like the Arkut.
It's a question of view.
Yeah. Chutz Megita Nashim Shechuri Avadim, that's no good. That has to have Ksiva Lishma. So that's not acceptable. Here's
a lot of good
ones. And the Mishnah says, Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakam, and he says, Afeluk Sherim, even Gita Nashim Shechuri Avadim, that have to be written Lishma, is also good even though it's written by God. Just the Chapela, how can that be? How can that be? Okay, so we'll have to see in the Gemara. Lahuskurelo, we'll leave out the last line also, we don't know how to read it. Lahuskurelo, the only time it's no good, we're not sure, the only time what's no good? The only time it's no good goes on a Gedisha is no good, according to Reb Shimon, or it goes on Shtore Mominus. The only time Shtore Mominus are no good, Abizman Shinasa Behedu. Okay, so we're not sure, we'll leave out the last 2 lines. So the Gemara on the first line in the Mishnah. We're going to pass in like the first 2 lines in the Mishnah. We're not going to pass in like Reb Shimon anyway. Zog the Gemara Kapasik Betoni, the Mishnah makes a flat statement, an absolute statement, that it doesn't make a difference. Loishna Mecha, Loishna Matan. It says, Kol Ashtoris. All documents, all Shtori Momen. All Shtori Momen, as opposed to Gittin and Shtori Shichru. Kapasik Betoni, all Shtori Momen are good that are signed on the stationery of the Arkoi, signed by the Arkoi. Loishna Mecha, Loishna Matan. It doesn't matter whether it's a Shtar Mecha, that someone is selling property. Loishna Shtar Matan, that he's selling. That he's giving the property b'matana. Bishleima mecher zog the Gemara. We understand by shtar mecher why we should follow, why we should rely on a shtar that's written be'arkoes. Why? Because it says in the shtar that Pliny paid money to Pliny to buy. He paid him $750,000 to buy the real estate, and then they write a document that it belongs to him. So he paid him the money. So he was kind of ready with the kinya kesef. Karkas nicknam bekesef for the shtar or the chazok. So the shtar is only a shtar raya. So shtar raya, we can follow zechani arkoes. That it's a good raya. Not that it's taka kosher shtar. Can't be a kosher shtar if it's signed by Nochem the psulim leidus. But it's an umdir in the muchach that it's so. Usually a shtar is good b'taris hilchas edus. Here a shtar b'arkoes is not a din of edus. It's a ruba delesi kamon that they're telling the truth, because lamar and ashayu, they certainly wouldn't tell a lie. So if it's a shtar mecher is good, we understand. Bishleima mecher, we understand. Mechiyoyiv zuzi kamayu, since the lakeach gave the money in the presence of the bezdin, shalgoyim, who the kona, the lakeach was kind of the karka already. And shtar, right, the alma, fine. And why do you follow Zahanashtar? De lo yav kamayu, de lo yav zizikamayu. If we would have not given them money, they would have not signed such a document. They wouldn't write a document that he gave them money. However, what's difficult to understand, Elamatana, b'maykakoni, shtar matana, what does it say in the shtar? That this is to ascertain that Pliny wants to give over his karka matana to Pliny, and it was duly executed, and they signed their names on the bar. So how is he coming to the matana with the kinyan shtar? The kinyan shtar, but the shtar is not kosher. The shtar that signed the arkoes, the chachamim just said the zanum did the muchaf that establishes the ruba delay to come on that whatever they say is really so. Whatever they say is so, but there's no kinyan shtar. So where's the kinyan shtar? Whatever they say is so. So they say in the shtar that he gave him money, he was coming with the kinyan kesef. So we believe them. But over here by the shtar, you need a shtar kosher. So where's the shtar kosher? Yeah, it's not a shtar.
That's a bedin can be the shtar, no? But here the government is in Bimkom Bezdin. Yeah, there are many cases that nobody started. The Bezdin can, like even in the Gettin, Bezdin can say, I give you the Gettin, therefore it's no crime. The same thing is Bezdin Shirakum. It's not some kind of an independent thing, it's Bimkom Bezdin.
There is a din. Usually the din is that a shtar has to be written Midas HaMitzchayim. It means like this. If you want to have a shtar that says that I owe you money, I have to authorize the Yadim to write the shtar. They can't, let's say they're watching the way I borrow the money, they can't write a shtar on their own. I have to authorize them. They'll say, I have to give them permission to write a shtar. Or let's say, you want a shtar, I sold you my karka. I sold you karka. I gave you karka mematona, he made a kinyah chazok, he made a kinyah chalif, and the karka is yours. And you'd like to have a document that I shouldn't deny it. I shouldn't back out from the deal and say that I never gave it to you. So I have to authorize the Edim to write a shtar. Just because they were watching the Kenyan, they have no right to write on their own. I have to authorize them. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and in Bava Basra and many places, a Bezdin has the right to write a shtar without the Asa Mitzchayim. A Yiddish Bezdin. A Yiddish Bezdin has the halacha. That's the halacha. A Maisa Bezdin doesn't need the Asa Mitzchayim. If the shtar is written by Edim, they have to be authorized by the Asa Mitzchayim. But a bezin doesn't need, but that's only a Yiddish bezin can do that. By a get, there's a different thing. The husband has to authorize what you said. The husband has to authorize the writing of the get. The bezin cannot authorize the writing of the get. But once the husband divorced his wife,
but the bezin can make kill myself.
Once the husband divorced his wife, then the bezin can authorize the writing of a ptur, a shtar raya, without that. The husband can scream from today till next day. He doesn't want his wife to. He doesn't want his wife to have a tudah, to have a tour that should prove that she's divorced. We don't care what the husband wants. If the bezin authorizes the edim to write the shtar, that's also good. That's halach. Either the baldover, either the das hamischayit has to authorize the edim to write it, or the bezin can authorize without any need for das hamischayit. By a goyish bezin, the halacha doesn't recognize them as a bezin. When they make a shtar, that doesn't have the status of a shtar. The only thing is that it's a ruba de lacy come on that it's most probably true. So you can follow Zachan that, most probably true. It's a very strong rub. Usually robe is no good in Mominus, Lohotzi Mamin. This is such a good robe, it's even good by Mominus. Maybe Ben Atayr, it's no good by Mominus. They made a takana de Merabonus that this robe would be good. And Hochem Mamin Achara robe, this robe is good. Usually a star is not an issue of robe. Usually, let's say Adam come and they testify that I owe you $1 million. So the likelihood is that the Edim are telling the truth. Sometimes the Edim tell a lie. So how can you ever rely on Edim when they say that I owe you money? And Halchem Imam and Achara Roiv, there's a chance the Edim are telling a lie. That's not Roiv. That's Halacha. The Torah says that Edim have them on us. There's a 5% chance that the Edim are lying, a 2% chance. That's Halacha. The Torah says that's not based on Roiv. The Torah says that's Halacha of Edim. So if you have a shtar means Edim. A shtar means Edim. Whether the shtar is written by Edim and it had to be authorized by the Das HaMitzchayim, or the shtar was authorized by the Bezin. A shtar is Edis, that's a good beer. But if the Goyish Arkoyis authorized a shtar, so that doesn't have any tokef as a Bezin. We don't recognize that as a Bezin, so it doesn't have the status of a shtar. It's just that there's such a strong Ruba de Leisa Kamon that we follow Zachan the Roiv that it's so. So that's the Gemara's kasha. If the shtar doesn't have a tokev, doesn't have a status of a shtar, so how is it good to be koine b'matana? By mecher, where you can be koine the karka b'kesef. So they write in the document, the goyish court writes in the document. We were watching the way he gave him over the money, and he sold him, he bought the house for $750,000. And this is ascertained, this document is ascertained. So Ashtar Raya. The Kenyan was really done with the Kesef. So good. So you follow the Ruben, the Lord said, come on, that it's really true that it happened. That he bought it the Kesef. But by Ashtar Matana, where he's not paying any money. And they don't write, if the Goyish court would write, this is to ascertain that we were watching when he made a Kenyan Chazok. We were watching when the Yid made a Kenyan Chalipin.
That would be good.
Good, that would be good. We follow Zaham what they said. But they don't write, we were watching when he made a Kenyan Chazok, we were watching when he made a Kenyan Chalipin. This document should serve as the Shtar Kenyan to transfer the ownership of the field. But that's the Gemara's Kasha. Shtar Kenyan is the apostle, that's not a Shtar.
Maybe it's a business for it. Maybe a transfer. The person who makes a matana, and he, let's say this house belongs to me, and I don't want to pay taxes anymore, and I want you to have it. So I tell the government, I gave you this as a matana, and you are recovered it. So therefore, the government, basically, what I'm doing theoretically, I'm giving it over to the malchus. And what's them? The malchus gives the matana. It's not the malchus. In no way becomes an aid.
That's fair.
It becomes a transfer.
You're asking a special case. Yeah. Maybe your case is different.
Madonna, I'm talking about Madonna.
You're asking a dreidel if he wants to give to the government, and the government is going to give us a different child. But here we're talking a normal case. Maybe your case will be different then. Maybe it's different. There is a din. The Chazon Ish has rayas and Shulchan Aruch is quoted. You can be makna something to the government without a ma'aseh kinyan. Let's say I have a mansion, and I have a forest. And I want to give it to the municipality that they should build the city hall there, whatever, they should have a park. So the Chazon Ish has rayas from Mishnayos and from Gemaras, and it's a little bit mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's not black and white, but it's alluded to that the municipality, the government can be kind of without any ma'aseh kinyan, the government can be makna without any ma'aseh kinyan. So if that's the case, I said that I owe taxes and I don't want to pay, so I say I give my mansion to the government will give it to someone else. So that's a different story. But let's say, going directly, you give it directly to me, not to the government, via the government.
I'm only trying to say that the government is not an aid, it's a different authority, so therefore it does not have to be the
same way. Your case is a different story. Your case is a different story. We're not talking your case. We're talking a normal case.
If he accepts him, let's say he gives him a chetris. He accepts it. Wouldn't that be a kingdom?
That's a king. Of course.
We're not talking here.
No. Let's say Karka. So the Goyish HaKohes write a document that you gave me your house to my. You're giving me your house for Matana, and this document should serve as the Shtar Kinyan. So the Gemara says, so that has to work Midin Shtar. So Shtar has to be a kosher Shtar. So we never said, the Mishnah never, you never say that a Shtar, Ho'ila Barakoyas, has the status of a Shtar. No, it's a Ruba Deleis, come on, that they're telling the truth. That the husband is really dead and the wife can remarry. So Ruba Deleis is telling the truth that he paid him the money he was kind of a Kinyan Kesef. But Ruben de Leis Kamon is not going to make a Kenyan star, so that's the Gemara's Kasha. Where is the star?
So why should it be a star raya either? If it's a star nova.
Star raya means all you need is a star raya, so this Ruben de Leis Kamon is just as good as a star. But this is
Takana. You can collect on the star. It's Avis also, isn't it? So the Avis is not doing a Kenyan, but it's also Avis. You also need Dasim as Chayef for a star nova.
Right. So here it doesn't work, Midin. When the Gemara says Shtar Raya B'Alma means all you need is a Shtar Raya. So here this Ruba de Leisa Kamon can substitute for a Shtar Raya. This is Takanat Eidus. If it's a document that's issued by the Akoyer Shel Goyim, it does not have the status of Eidus. We're going to talk about that. That's the Machloikas, the Rambam in the Goyim. Sugirsis in the Gemara. We're going to get to that. On Yud-Tes, where is it? Yud-Tes, there are two Girsis in the Gemara. The Gemara has on Yud-Tes on its base. Rapop, right in the middle of Yud-Tes on base is Yoshat. But first you have to learn, if you want to see where it is. Yud-Tes on the base, right in the middle of the Amud, the line begins with the word Papa.
Yeah.
Rapop, ki have yosu the kamish tora parso the ovid biakoya shal kusin, when they would bring in front of his bezin. Ashtar Halvoa, it doesn't say Beferish, but Mechared as Pashup Shad. Ashtar Halvoa that was signed, sealed, and delivered by the Goyish courts. So he didn't know how to read Persian. Rapapa didn't know Persian. So first he wanted to find out what does it say there. So he was called in two Nochem Zeshalev Ibnezeh and asked him to say, Chlefi Tumai, translate it for me. Then he asked the other one, you translate it for me. So they both correspond. So he would assume that that's what it really says. He would assume they're not in cahoots with each other. Makri Lahu, the Shnei Kusim Zeshalev Ibnezeh, calling two Nochrim. And then he would ascertain what it says. And then he would collect with that shtar, possibly a shtar halvor. It's a little unclear. It doesn't say what kind of a shtar. There are two girsas, whether it says Mimishabdi or it says Mibnei Chori. So the Rashba thinks that the correct girsa is the way it says Mimishabdi, but half of the Rishonim had the girsa Mibnei Chori. We'll have to discuss it. We have to know a little more Gemara. You have to know a little more Gemara to know.
If the Mishnah just wants to say that Rashtar Halvua, he gets his Makna, why does the Gemara say, why does the Mishnah say, Shechoy Sumayim of the Kum Ksheirim? Gemara is going to say, Shechomayim of the Kum is Koina. A Ksheirim means goes back on the Shtar, that the Shtar is a kosher Shtar.
Sounds like it's a kosher star.
Yeah.
It's not really a kosher star.
Right.
It means it accomplishes the same goal as if it would have been a kosher star. Ruben a kosher star would be midin edus. It's not a kosher star. It's midin ruben the leisa kamon. That's what the Gemara is assuming.
Yeah.
The shleim story mecher. All you need is a star raya. So this is the equivalent of a star raya. This is a raya of a ruben the leisa kamon, because lamari napshar, they're not going to tell a lie. So it's a ruben the leisa kamon.
I think we talked to you that in the case of Star Matron, it is valid only if it is a star ayah. Just like you gave an example before, that the star contains only a statement that they were present when the Kenyan took place.
So the Kenyan was
Peter.
And there was a Kenyan. So they're going to write that they were watching the Kenyan.
That's what we said.
Then it would be good. Then such a star matana is also good, Mistama. It's also good.
Then both cases would be the same.
But then there's a third case. Kapasik Matani says three cases. All the stars are good, except for the stars Anik Siva Lishma. Because the folks Siva Lishma. So how is this star matana good? Your star matana would be the same as star mecha. What's going to be with the Shtar Matana where it says he's giving him over ownership of the house with this document? This document is serving as the vehicle with which the Kenyan should be taking effect. This is the Shtar Kenyan. How can it serve as a Shtar Kenyan? A Shtar Biakla is not a Shtar Kenyan. Your case is the same as Shtar Mecha. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Where is the Shtar? Hashtar Achasba Bialmahu. What kind of a Shtar is it? And for the Gemara. There's a long discussion here, we're not going to skip it, we're going to get back. There's Rashi and Tosfos have a long discussion. The Gemara, why didn't the Gemara solve the question in a different way? But first, let's learn what the Gemara did solve. And then after we see what the Gemara's solution is, then we'll discuss other possible solutions. It's very important. This Tosfos is very important, but not that we have to go in order. So the Gemara fact, agut kasha, ashtar matane ho'oila be'arkoi shal nochrim. Doesn't have a din shtar. What's a Ruben likes to come on that they're telling the truth? Fine, telling the truth that you're interested in giving me your house for matana. But you didn't give it. Where'd you give it? With this shtar? This shtar doesn't have a din shtar. It's all done by Nachrim. So the Gemara gives two answers. The first answer is Amar Shmuel, Dina de Machusa Dina. The law of the land is binding. Since according to the Dina de Machusa, the Goyim recognize in their courts that this shtar serves as a shtar kinyan. So it serves as a shtar kinyan for us as well, even though both parties are Jewish. Rashi keeps on saying, Rashi said before, and here, the Mecher and the Lekech are both Jewish, he still say Dina Machus Adina. Okay. It says on the left-hand side of the Gemara that this principle of Dina Machus Adina appears in Bava Kamen, Bava Basvin, the Dorm. Every time it says it, it's Shmuel. It's always Shmuel. The boy is saying, and if you want, you can give a different answer on the Kash. What's wrong with the first answer? There's somebody who disagrees with Shmuel. That's what all the Rishonim wonder. Is there anybody who disagrees?
This applies to other things, but not to make a shtar, which we need a shtar like come to the Torah to make it a good shtar. So that's why...
The Daka does make it a good shtar. It's a different Kenyan.
Yeah.
The Kenyan, Dinan Machusa, what's Dinan Machusa? Let's say Dinan Machusa...
That probably answers your question. The fact that it says Kupsi Yisrael, you might think that if the Gaiusha court allow a different kind of a divorce, it's still not good.
No, Dina the Machus says that's another. Dina the Machus only applies in Dina Mamanus. It doesn't apply in Issa the Hetzel. Let's say Dina Machus says you're allowed to open your stores on Shabbos. So it doesn't apply to us. We have the Torah for Issa the Hetzel. Dina Machus is only restricted to Dina Mamanus. Doesn't apply to Issa the Hetzel. So they can't apply to a Getisha. That's out of the question. Getisha is Issa the Hetzel. But Dina Machus and Mamanus. Mamanus, Dina Machus does apply. So what's the Schlecht, the first answer of the Gemara, Dina Machus to Dina? As I state in all the Gemaras. Is it possible that there's somebody who doesn't subscribe to Shmuel's Klal? There's someone who disagrees.
When we talk about Machusa, do we mean limited to, let's say, Shilton that is run by law? But a Shilton there's no law, then it's not, then all the din of Machusa, we only talk about when there's a lawful state. Number one, that it has been a government that's been put in by law. And number two, if it has laws, Otherwise, there's no dinner.
What do you mean? To the exclusion of what? The Shulchan HaKofrim? What do you mean? What's no good?
If there's no law.
Yeah.
That's like somebody
It's only deed in the Malchusa. That's Chamsonus of the Malchusa. That's Gazlonus of the Malchusa. There has to be fair laws. It has to be a recognized government.
Deed and Malchusa is one part.
Has to be a dina and has to be a machus. Yeah. If the pirates is, it doesn't apply. But muchas I'm in me'elof. Some the mafia come and they collect the protection from everybody. So that's not called machus. And it has to be a fair. If it's not fair, then it's chamsanus. Yeah, those statements shulchan aruch all of that. The question is, dina machus about a dina machus a dina. Why do you need another answer? What's the problem over here?
Dina de machus a dina is.
Shtar kedushin probably also is to the hesed. We wouldn't recognize Dina Machusa in any area outside of Momenu.
Dina Machusa Dina is with the Rabbanan or with the Reise.
Dina Machusa. Oh. That's the question. That's what we're going to get to. Dina Machusa, does the workman at Terem and the Rabbanan is also a big Machlaikis in Shulchan Aruch, Machlaikis, Nerensivis, and other Achrayim? That's the first tshuva in the Dvar Avram, has a long, long tshuva. In Chelek Aleph, Avram has three Chalokim by the Kovner Rav, who died in the middle of the Second World War, in the Kovner Geron. So his first tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, very long tshuva, is about Dina de Machusa, Kinyonim. Like this Gemara, Kinyonim, that Achal HaYidei Dina de Machusa, whether they're Chal Min HaTorah, or they're only Chal Min HaRabban. Machlekes, has a Machlekes HaPoskim, whether it's the Rice or the Rabban. Whatever it is, but it worked, it's still Chal. So that's the Shaila. What's wrong with the first answer of the Gemara? Does somebody hold that it's wrong? And it's interesting, it's always Shmuel. All the four places, here, Babakam, Babasra, and the Dorm, every place it's almost Shmuel. So the Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary on Chosha Mishpat, and the Meiri also writes like that in the end of Babakam, it could be it's in a few other places also, I just know, Babakam, Kuf Yud Gimel, the Meiri has like that, same as the Vilna Gaon, that there is a Machloikis in Sanhedrin in the second parak. Everybody should remember, we learned Sanhedrin a few years ago. 10 years ago. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel regarding Parshas Hamelech and Sefer Shmuel. In Novi, when the Bnei Yisrael approached Shmuel HaNovi and they expressed interest in having a king appointed, Shmuel HaNovi gives them a whole Musa Shmuel. You want a king? Oh, it's terrible. The king is going to levy taxes, he's going to take your fields, he's going to take your daughters, Pilakshim, and work for him. And everyone's going to work for the king and everything, all the evils of the kings. So the people say, they want a king, says, okay, he's going to appoint a king. So the Gemara has a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, keep in mind the names, Rabbi Shmuel, regarding all the whole drasha that Shmuel HaNovi gave to Bnei Yisrael, kol ha'omer b'parshas melech. Is it melech mutabo or melech asabo? Are these the legitimate rights of the king? And Shmuel HaNavi tells him, look, he's warning him, keep your eyes open, look what you're getting yourself into, these are the lawful rights of the king. Or should you say, no, call Haman Pashas Melech, Melech Osebo. These are the illegal activities that the kings do. They're not allowed to do any of these things. They go against our law. So Shmuel is of the opinion there in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, in the second parak, has all the halachas of Melech. So Shmuel is of the opinion that call Haman Pashas Melech, everything that it says, Melech Mutabo, these are the legitimate rights of the king. That he has the right to levy taxes. And Rav holds, no, it's not true. Kolom Pashas Melech, Melech Osebo. So we pass him like Shmuel. So the Bir Agroa and the Meiri both write that this is Shmuel Lushitasa, that Shmuel holds Dina the Machusa Dina, because where is the Mokka? Where does it say in Chumash Dina Machusa Dina? So Taka doesn't say in Chumash. It says in the Novi, in Pashas Melech. It says the Novi says the Melech will levy taxes on you. It means that is his legitimate right. He has the legal right to levy taxes and all the other things that are written there. Kol Haman Parshas Melech, Melech Mutaba. That parsha happens to be speaking about the Jewish king in Eretz Yisrael, and nonetheless the Gemara applies it to all kings, right? So the pashtus is based on this pshat in Shmuel, that is Shmuel the Shitasai, that Dina Mechusa Dina for sure applies in Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish king in Eretz Yisrael, for sure it applies, and the Gemara even assumes that it applies and any Goyish king in any other country as well. The Gemara usually applies it by Goyish kings.
Yeah, but what if the Medina has no king?
So this is, so according to the Bir Agro and according to the Meiri, that Shmuel l'shitasoi, so it means that there is a machlokes, so the whole halacha, the whole paying taxes, mutal l'machlokes, the Rav is not gerus, so according to Rav, you don't have to pay taxes? Well, according to Rav, there's no dina machlokes dina, you never have to pay any taxes. It doesn't apply to our system of taxes for a simple reason. Years ago, when the government would charge taxes, they would charge unreasonable, they would just take taxes in order to enrich themselves, in order to have more money in their banking account. Now the governments of the world that we're familiar with only take taxes in order to cover their budget. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that's a different din. If you have shutfim in a business, so the halacha says that the shutfim have rights and they have also obligations. Let's say the business needs a little more money. They want to fix up the business, they want to advertise a little more, they want to expand a little bit, they want to open up another branch or something. And they need a lot. They need more money in order to expand, in order to make even more money. So if the majority of the partners, the democratic principles, and Shulchan Aruch, go bus arrive in the shutfis in the partnership. So if the majority of the members of the partnership want to expand, so the din is that they all have to put in their amount of money. The guy who has 60% has to give more than the guy who has only 4%. And each one has to lay out money in order to improve the partnership. So here also, if you have a government that gives you water and gives you highways and gives you police protection and gives you mail delivery and gives you alugutazach and everything, the fire department and garbage, sanitation and everything that they give you, and prisons, whatever they give you, alugutazach. So you have to pay for that, and then you have to pay for the mayor's salary, and for the senator's salary, for the president's salary. So you have to pay everybody's salary. Look, you have to pay for the mailman and so on. You have to pay for everything. So by us, it's a different void. When we pay taxes, it's just to cover the budget. That's a different halacha, though. Even though we never joined into a shutfus over here, nonetheless, it's in Shulchan Aruch, based on Tosefta and Bava Basra, that people who live in a community have the status of shutfim. The hosta brer, if you don't like it, move somewhere else. You don't like it here, move to Washington.
Social contract.
Exactly. The fact that you remain in New York City makes it that you're a shutfim in New York City, and in New York State, in the United States of America, and in the whole world. If you don't like it, go to a different country. If you don't like the whole world, go to Mars, go somewhere else. The fact that you're living here, you have the status, bal kochacho, of a shutfim. So whatever is necessary for the shutfim to run, the rove of the people in New York City want mail delivery. Nobody likes you. Nobody ever sends you any mail. So you're not interested in mail delivery, garbage collection. You don't care if they collect the garbage. But the majority of the partners want garbage collection, and they want water, and they want mail delivery, and they want police, and they want fire departments. So the mailer, all of the shutfim are going to pay for that. So by us, the payment of taxes is a different word. It's shibudi hashutfus. There's nothing to do with the taxes bismana gemara. But bismana gemara, the taxes were just to enrich the governor, to enrich the king. So what's the Yisrael HaMechayiv? So that's based on dina the machlokes dina. Does it really exist? So the Vilna Gaon with the Meiri are of the opinion that that's a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Those kind of taxes are mutar l'machlokes. And Rav says that you don't have to pay those taxes. You only have to pay taxes that are for the purpose of covering the expenses of the government, but Torah should. Those kind of taxes to enrich the government, nishmachoyim. So that's how the Vilna Gaon says, that it's really a machloikas Rav Shmuel. It's not muskim, and that's why it always says, Shmuel Oma Dina Machlokes Dina, because Rav doesn't agree. And then you understand why it says, V'boy Seima, Rav doesn't agree. So you have to, and how's Rav going to fire him for the mission? He's going to have to give another answer. The other Rishayim don't go for that. The Bir Agro with the Meiri claim that Dina Machlokes Dina is a machloikas Rav Shmuel. So the others hold it can't be. Even though Shmuel is the Bala Memri, they don't believe that anybody ever disagreed. Because whenever the Gemara talks about Dina Machlokes Dina, they never mention that anybody. They never made it Lishitasa. This is the Bir Agro. Usually the Polish, the Galatiana make Lishitasa. Here the Vilna Gaon made a Lishitasa. That this is Shmuel Lishitasa, and Rav doesn't believe in Dina Machlokes Dina. So that's why the Rishonim on the Daf are bothered. The Rashba quotes we mentioned last week, Moreh v'Rabbi Achosi, the Rabbi Yoyne. he learned by the Ramban and by the Rabbeinu Yonah. When he quotes the Ramban, he quotes by name the Ramban. When he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, just as Marav Rabbi Achosi, doesn't say by name. So whenever he does mention the name, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. So he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah's Bada with the Kasha Magen Mishnah, all the Rishonim are Bada with this Kasha. Who disagrees on Dina Machusa Dina? Why do you need another answer in the Gemara? So that's one of the major answers that the Magen Mishnah quotes and the Rashba quotes on this Gemara, and the Ramon Choshe Mishpat quotes that, and Shin Samach Tes, they have it marked down on the side. Simon Shin Samach Tes is one of the sources towards the end of Choshe Mishpat regarding the topic of Dina Machus Adina. All the other Gemaras in Bava Kama, Bava Basra, and the Dorim are talking, not exactly, Bava Kama and the Dorim are talking about taxation. Dina Machus Adina regarding collecting taxes. This is a different deed of the Malchus Adina. This is about the government has laws and regulations that if Reuven sells a house, we're talking Matona, Shtori Matona. Reuven gives a house from Matona to Shimon and he has a document. And the document is endorsed or signed by the court. So the government declares, based on their books of laws and regulations, that the ownership is transferred. So that's Mutal B'Machloikas. That's a big Machloikas in Rishonim. So some Rishonim say, that's the second Rosh in the Gemara. Maybe Dina the Malchusa, Dina gave Naran by collecting taxes. Dina the Malchusa, when it's in for the benefit of the king is going to enrich himself by taking taxes. Oh, this is Dina the Malchusa. The Melech is going to gain, he's going to be Marviach. But the Melech is telling me how to run my life, that you're entitled, I'm entitled, and so on, that he has no right to do. That's what a group of Rishonim say. That's why it says, the Iboy Seimo. And if you want to disagree, there's room to disagree. And many Rishonim paskin like that. They paskin like that. That Dina Machus Adina does not apply in such a situation. Most of the Rishonim hold that that's not correct, though. Most of the Poskim hold, that Dina Machus Adina doesn't only apply. There are four different areas. And that long tshuva, the first tshuva in the Chelek Aleph of the Dvar Avroham, that long, long tshuva about Dina Machus Adina, so here, retten, and then in the footnote, he sums up what he's talking about, that there were really four different, he should have written the footnote first. It's a little out of order. So there are four different areas where you should discuss Dina Machus Adina. Number one is taxation, but that's what it says in Bava Kama and the Dorim, that taxation is Dina Machus Adina. And the Pashta says that there's no Machlek. The Bir Agro says Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel, and the other Rishonim seem to assume there never was any Machlek.
But you said before about taxes and shitzvot, that basically we can see as the Malchusa, let's say in modern society, when we call it so-called democratic society, it's not a malchusa, it's much more a shutfus. And if it's a shutfus, then every person could be is my partner, and it could be my shaliach. And therefore we can even learn on there that on matana, maybe it's easier when I give the government to do it, it's my shaliach, it's like me, shaliach kabailo. So whatever I do,
I understand the shutfim. How did they become a shaliach? The shutfim, I understand.
But in general, the shutfim can act on my behalf. In all behavior.
Benegay to what? What problem do you want?
Benegay to Matona.
But if I want to give you, I own a house. It's not communistic. I own the house. It's mine. So I want to transfer ownership of the house to you. So we didn't make any other kinyan other than the shtar, which is signed by the Goyish court. So
the Goyish court is not really a court, it's like a partnership, it's a makusa to take care of all these things that we have to do.
We're partners
in the
Medina. We're partners in the Medina, but we're not in the city, in the Medina, in the country, but we're not partners in this house. This house is my house.
Yeah.
And I want to give it to you, but Matana, out of the goodness of my heart. It's your house, you're giving it to me, whatever. No, we're not shutfim in the house. It's not communism that everybody has everything. Shali, shalach, shalach. The house is mine. And I want to give you the house for Matana. So they hear the partnership is a mugvol. It's a limited.
I'm saying this partnership takes care of all the things the person has to do.
No, we're partners in the mail service. We're partners in the garbage collection. No.
Money maker.
When you get all the transfers of the property, even if there might be taxes, even there, transfer tax is
would
that be considered a tax, or would that be considered a
tax?
No,
the government.
Well,
the government takes the tax.
Yeah.
That's tax.
Tax? Would it be recognized as part of the tax?
No,
the government has a right, the government is entitled to tax.
But you're saying that the Kenyan would work on that. I'm just got saying the question is, you know, my question is only about taxation, but not by if I want to transfer people's property.
Right. Some Rishonim say that that's why the Gemara has an Ibo Yisema.
Why don't you have a combination of the two?
It's not a combination. The tax is separate from the panzer.
The fact that the government
the government
is entitled to take taxes whenever there's a transaction.
No, what he's saying, the cassive of the tax, it should be.
Morris says, according to the second answer, the transfer is not valid unless he made some other kinyan in addition to the shtar. But he just made the shtar if it's both Jews involved. Mm-hmm. If the both Jews involved, the Moich and the Lekech are both Jews, or the Noisin and the Mekabla are both Jews, then many Mishayim say Dina Machusa doesn't apply. We're going to get to more details.
So the limitation from the taxation, the income, the estate tax, the transfer tax?
Has to be reasonable. Has to be reasonable. If it's unfair or unreasonable...
50% of state tax,
if it applies
if
to everybody...
the government needs that much money, for sure. I mean, in America, the government doesn't take the money officially to enrich themselves. Unofficially, they've got enough all over. We're talking officially. Officially, the government isn't taking money to enrich anybody. They're just taking it to make ends meet, so it's in Gansin a different talk, a different rate. That's the taxes Batara Shutfis, the Ischaitis of Shutfis.
Because the fairness is also whether the tax applies to everybody.
Yeah, it has to apply to everybody equally. If they tax lawyers more than doctors, or they tax Jews more than non-Jews, or they tax Iranians more than Siberians, so that's not fair. Has to be fair. Then it comes to the model.
In the case of the government uses the money for certain things which is detrimental to a certain group, like they give enemies of the Jews, let's say they give help or money.
I don't think that's valid. Look, the government of every country has to decide what's in their best interest for security. If they feel they have to support the Arabs because they need the oil.
Yeah.
That's a fair assessment. Somebody has to lose. Whenever you take a stand, someone's losing. So the government decides that they need oil more than they need Jews. What's this? They have a right to make such a decision. It's not so unfair. I mean, I'm unhappy about the decision, but that's a fair decision. I don't think you can say that that's unfair. That's not a valid reason not to have to pay tax.
What about the zeros that go in this only in Europe?
And it was only on the Jews. It was only on the Jews. No, so that's Chamsonus of the Machusa. Whenever there's discrimination against one
group,
either a group of nationality or a group of businessmen, they charge the farmers more tax, or they charge the lawyers a higher tax. If they charge the wealthy people more tax than the poor people, that's not considered unfair.
To the poor people who say it's not fair. It's fair. The rich people would say it's unfair. That's as much as another thing. So therefore, it's relevant.
That we have a Mishnayis. Mishnayis say that that's considered fair. If you have graduated taxes, so then it's considered reasonable. If it's within reason, that is considered reasonable. But if they arbitrarily tax one group of people because of nationality or because of profession,
not anymore. Then it's not dina.
Then it's not dina. Then it's chamsanusa. Then it's not. Then it's not binding. Then it's not valid. So this is the Shaila Nachamol. The Mishnah sounds like it says, maybe it doesn't say that. That's the second answer. It doesn't say that. There is no such Mishnah. But the Mishnah sounds like it says, Kol Ashtaris. Kol means every single star from A to X, except for YZ. It says two exceptions to the rule. Giti Nashim Shechri Avarim. All the other stars, Ha'olam Markois is good. All the story mom. Except for Gita Nashim Shukravan, Fegdigmar, all the other stars, and what about a star matone?
Yeah.
We need a koyach of a star. It's not good enough that it's just a raya that he made a kinyan. He didn't make any other kinyan. So what is the kinyan based on? So which one of they would masan them to the Goyish government? That's not the Hasnish Kemisira. They have to identify who the Ganavma, that's not a problem. So the government has a right to punish people, that's also for sure Dina Machusadina, that's not a problem. Then there's another Dina Machusadina minting coins that cash. There's aloch of kesef and shavik kesef. Marshal pidyon ma'aser sheni can only be done with kesef. You can't do with shavik kesef. Aloch ma'aser. And other halachas of money versus the main aloch is by. Government declares as legal tender. In America, it's dollar bills and coins and so on. So whatever's legal tender, does his kesef. So you have to have a bona fide government. Stamos, the pirates make tokens or something like that. That's not called, that's shove kesef. If it works, that's shove kesef, but you can't call that kesef. Kesef is only if it's sponsored by a bona fide government, that's called kesef. That's another din of dina machlusa dina. And the Marshal says that there never was a machlokes on that. Everybody holds it. Quotes from Mosch, everybody holds on that. Government declares as legal tender. In America, it's dollar bills and coins and so on. So whatever is legal tender, does his kesef. So you have to have a bona fide government. Stamos, the pirates make tokens or something like that. That's not called, that's shove kesef. If it works, that's shove kesef, but you can't call that kesef. Kesef is only if it's sponsored by a bona fide government, that's called kesef. That's another din of dina machlusa dina. And the Marshal says that there never was a machlokes on that. Everybody holds it. Quotes from Mosch, everybody holds on that. And where is there the machlokes in Chayshe Mishpat when the government establishes a whole legal system, what the laws should be, and it doesn't correspond to the Chayshe Mishpat? So that's the machlokes of Rishonim, whether you would apply din and machlokes din in such a case. So a minority of Rishonim said that's why there's an Iboy Seima here. The first lashon in the Gemara held din and machlokes din even applies to establishing a legal system. And the second lashon was Nibai Seima. There's no, it's a gate and shtam dina machusas dina. The goyish government has no right to institute a new legal system. They have to follow the Chayshe Mishpat. And Rav Rishonim hold that that's not correct. That's not the issue involved over here.
What you're saying is that Lodeh Ramoh, if a goy doesn't follow the Chayshe Mishpat, then it's not safe in the machusas dina because they're not doing it the proper way at the end.
The Ramah in the Tshuva goes Govite. He says that even Goyim amongst themselves also cannot follow. They have to follow every single Sifat in the Chayshe Mishpat. They're not supposed to recognize their legal system.
They're not clear to follow their rule of
He says amongst them they are not supposed to follow their law. They're supposed to follow our laws. That's Gor exaggerated. That's a Gor Ashverish. So the Gemara in Bava Basra and other Kiddushim discusses which Kinyanim work by the Noch and which not. All based on Halachas. And these Rishonim say they have no right to change the laws. We have already established Afi Halacha what their laws are, and that's stuck with that, whether they like it or not. They're stuck with that whether they like it or not. That's how our group of Rishonim said. And the Pashto says we don't accept that. The best pshat in the Gemara is the way the Rabbeinu, that's what the Chazon Ish writes. The best pshat, the Rajv also writes like that. The best pshat in the Gemara is the way the Rabbeinu Yonah said. That everybody holds from Dina to Machusa Dina that they do have a right to invent their own laws. And I'm going to follow Chayshe Mishpat. Everybody's masking to have a right to make up their own laws. But this is Altsgered Givon. If one of the parties is a Nachri, but if the both parties are Yidin and Dina Machusa Dina gate Nishton, unless they went to court and the court of Gepaskin gave a decision, so then you say Dina and Machusa, that's like Hefke Bez and Hefke, even though they're both Jewish, and Dina Machusa Dina shouldn't have applied, but they went to court and the court of Gepaskin, that's it. But this is the two Lashanis Nimot, see does Hayes Gepaskin or not? They didn't go for a decision, they just went to make a Kenyan. So the first Lashon in the Gemara holds that since the court sponsored this Kenyan, that's called a court decision. The second Lashon holds that's not a decision. They never submitted a Shaila. There was no case. There was no case. So that's not called a psak that you should apply Din and Machlokes.
You say that they both went to court. You mean to say that by agreement they both went to court for the decision?
Yeah, they both went to consensus.
The other two. They ended up in court.
No.
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. If they went to court and a decision was given already, so whoever won in court, won. And then the Chazon Ish says, but now we may decide to punish the man who won because he wasn't allowed to go to court in the first place. That's a later shaila, whether we should penalize him or not. But before you get to penalizing anybody, but just what's the din? So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Once somebody won in court, Beit Yidin, they went to court. Once he won in court, so he wins the money, so he's entitled to
the Malchus of Vienna. Is this some kind of a tzivui that you have to go, the two Jews have to go through.
Not allowed to go to secular court. No, our course is a separate sugya. That's a separate issue. They're not allowed to go to court. Even if you apply Dina the Malchus Adina, like the first Loshon Nigmar, even if you should apply Dina the Malchus Adina, they're not allowed to go to court. You have to go to a Yiddish court, have to go to Yiddish Bezdin, and they have to paskin based on the Goyish laws. Let's say we gave an example. If we have a partnership, I have shares in a corporation, or Mecca Chamemkar, buy merchandise and so on, and it's Kilu Hisnu, when we entered into the agreement,
based on the
we all deal with Yidden and with Goyim. We're only going to have a different set of systems.
According
now.
To the laws of the state of New York, according to the laws of the state here.
So it's self-understood. Even if we never said it, it's self-understood. Zichar, if you signed a contract and says according to the laws, Zichar. But even if you didn't say, since if you would have said according to the laws of the state of New York, you would have been Masna, you can make any Tanaisha the Mammon is valid. So whatever is the meaning of Amdina is considered Kilu Hisnu Domi. So it's as if they had made such a Tanai. So the Shach quotes from the Rishon, the Baalei HaTosfos and the Mordechai, that whenever you have Shutvos, Amekach HaMemkar, then even if all the parties involved, both parties involved are Yidden, then you do follow Dina Machus Adina. But it does mean you go to a Goyish court. You go to Adin Torah, and the Rabbanim have to paskin according to what it says in the secular law. They're not allowed to paskin based on what it says in the Chosh Mishpat, because we made it.
And you write up a contract that all the system has to be done by a Goyish court?
No, that's an Easter. There's a prohibition to go to Goyish court.
No.
You can't make a condition to violate an Avera. No, you can't make a condition we're going to run the business on Shabbos. That's Easter the Heter. I can't make a condition. I can make a condition that even though I'm entitled to the money, I should give it to you. Even though you're entitled, I want to get it. Make conditions who gets the right to the money. But you can't have a condition we're going to be Mechal Shabbos. You're going to go to Goyish court, that's an Issa. You're not allowed to go to Goyish court. Pardon me? Right. How long you have to pay, how the payment should be, and so on, who's entitled to the money, and that Tanai would help. Even if you never made the Tanai, whatever is the Minigam Dina, is Kilu Hisna Domi. But still, you have to go to Yiddish Bezdin, then Yiddish Bezdin has to pass in according to the secular law. There's a shayla, what you raised the question, let's say they want to submit to arbitration. They want to submit to a Goyish panel, three Goyim, should arbitrate on the case. So is there anything wrong with that? Maybe the Isser of our course only applies if you go to an official court from the court system. But if we pick, let's say we're in a certain business, and we pick out three Goyim, well they have a standard. They have a standard.
They're mumchim.
No, let's say it's based on Yosha. Let's say it's based on Yosha. So we want to pick. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. So here, this is a machloikis. The Isser of going to a Goyish court, our course, does that only apply when the Goyish court is sponsored, the official Goyish court that's sponsored by the government? But let's say the two of us will pick three goyim from the field that they know more or less what's the yeshadik and what the common practice is, and maybe then it's mutter. Or the other person, hold on, still awesome. You shouldn't do that. You should still go, you should pick out three, you shouldn't pick three goyim. So that's enough like the shach and the nesivis, what the din is in such a place.
Can the
din
change the laws of
ages? For example, according to secular law, women can testify. So, for example, what happened?
Somebody pardoned somebody else, something like that. Women
see, whatever. No. And one of the parties is non-Jewish, or they're both Jewish? Both of them are Jewish? No. So they have to go to a Yiddish Bezdin, they can't go to our courts to adjudicate this case. And then the Bezdin is supposed to follow the Dini HaTorah. There are dina mechayshim mishpat that sometimes we accept aidas of women. There's a takanas hagoyim that if the hezek occurred in the Beis HaKnesses Shalom Noshim, the women were fighting with each other on Shabbos and Ezra's Noshim, whatever, and there are no men there. So then it says there's a takanas hagoyim that if it's a hechetimtza where they weren't, the type of the hezek was such that it's not shaykh to have men testify, so then you accept the women testimony. But otherwise not. Otherwise the din is that women are postulated. Unless the parties accept Neman Alay Abba, Neman Alay Avicha, unless they're prepared to accept, that both parties agree they'll accept the testimony of the woman. If they accept it, so the Mishnah Sanhedrin says, then you can accept any psalm. You can accept Kroivim, you can accept Mishoyim, you can accept the Eidus Noshamosa. But if someone refuses to accept it, so then the Bezna has to follow the Dini HaTorah, that the Isha is psalm.
when somebody goes to arbitration, and then it could be a goy or it could be a yid. So those lodim and the umar who says you're not allowed to do it, even for arbitration, because it's a goy. If this person happens to be a yid, then it would be a heter. Even though, because it's yesterday, he's passing in yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
So if it happens to be a yid, then there would be a kilam, there would be mutter.
Right, right.
But we just don't know. I mean, could we get there?
I mean, you never know who you're going to get.
Who you're going to get.
That's a drop. So we pass in halacha lemaisa like the e-boy is saying. We assume la halacha chutz miki gitei noshim. That dina machus adina does not apply to any shtari kinyan. Only applies to shtari raya. Not only to gitin and shtashichu, which are risa veheta yinik sivu l'shmo. That's a double pashut that does not. Ki gitei noshim. The whole category of shtari kinyan are not accepted if the oil about koshon. So that's Alfi Pashtus, the Machlokes, that's what he raised the question before. What's the halacha? The Goyish court was watching when I loaned him $500,000. So they write down a document that Pliny loaned Pliny $500,000 and he owes him the money. So, and later on, he's going to deny that he says, not true, he never borrowed the money. They borrowed the money. But Avi Shtar heard about Koresh Anachim that he did borrow the money. So that for sure. That for sure. The Koresh are reliable that he owes me the money. He's not going to have such an Irish Tiny. He never borrowed the money. The Shtar says that he did. He's going to tiny paraiti. He says he paid it back. So what's the din? What's the din? Usually the Mishnah says on the end of Bava Basra that there are two differences, two major differences between a milva balpeh and a milva dishtar. One difference is a milva balpeh, if I loan you money, even if there were witnesses watching, if later on, a year later, you say paraiti, so you're bagloip, he's bagloip to say, he's believed to say paraiti. A milva dishtar, a pashtar that says that I loaned him $1,000,000, so I say shtoch biodim baboy, he's not believed to say paraiti. That's one difference. The other difference is, can I collect from the chasim shubadim? What if he borrowed the money and then he sold all of his karka to somebody else? If it's only a milval peh, so there's no sheba nechosim, there's only sheba daguf, he owes the money. So if he has karkos now, so I say, I collect the karkos. But the minute that he sells the karkos to somebody else, so I cannot collect from the lukuchas, there's no sheba nechosim. But if you have a milval bishtar, then there is sheba nechosim. So what would it then be in such a case? I have a shtar, hoyle ba'kosh al nochem, that says that he borrowed $1,000,000 from me. So does it have the status of a milva de shtar? But they say, no, it's only a milva al peh. So that's a machloikas. The Rambam has a machloikas with the Rabbeisai. So the Rambam quotes Rabbeisov on that gemara. That's a shayla. How do you read that gemara on your test on the days? That's a shayla. The Gemara says, when a shtara parso ho'ilo bi'akoye shol kusim, that's the Gemara we read before, a papa, smack in the middle of your testament, ke haviyosi lekamei shtara parso, the problem is it never says what kind of a shtar. Was it a shtar mecher or is it a shtar alvor? Pashup shara is a shtar alvor. It doesn't say, but pashup shara is a shtar alvor. When a shtar alvor would be presented in front of a papa, he would paskin that he collect from the chasim shubadim. He collect from the chasim shubadim.
Because the star is like Mormon, because you can tell the star. See, if I get the star from you that you owe me $10,000, I can take this star and sell it to somebody else for $9,000. It's over the zoicha.
Okay.
So therefore, it's, yeah, but if you promise to pay me $10,000, I can sell it to somebody in Chalm. We would buy it, but not really. So therefore, a star, what's the name of Chayibut, the star, it's like Kesef. So therefore, it there's no comparison to it Chayibut Balpeh. Because it's Oibel Zohar, you can sell it.
I don't know. Let's do it. No. One minute. Let's go again. What did our Gemara say? On Yudam and Beis, the Gemara says the klal is, shtaris ha'olim yakoyah shal nochem do not have the status of star. If all you need is a raya, so this is a Ruba de Leisa Kamanazanta, this is a star raya. See, this can star raya, achidnish. Whenever all you need is a raya, so this is a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. They're not going to tell a lie. Lamar and Avshay. So if all you need is a raya, it's good. But if you need a kinyan, so doesn't ishkin star. If you need a kinyan star, doesn't ishkin star. It's out of the question. So the Rambam has a machlokes with Rabbeisa. What's the din when you have a shtar halvor that enables you to collect from the kuches and prevents the loive from having the namonis to taine parua? What kind of a shtar is a shtar halvor? Is that a shtar kinyan that it's koina shibud nechasim and it's kind of up the right of the loiva to say parua. Normal din Torah, I say you owe me $100, so you say loy lavisi, or you say paraiti. The Torah says you have no manas to be koy for hakol. Koy for hakol means either you say loy lavisi or you say paraiti. So when I lend you money and you give me a shtar halvoeh, so then halacha says that you are not bagloit to say paraiti. Why not? What kind of halacha is that? So some rishon shtach of my boy. What does that mean? So some rishonim learn that when you give me the shtar, let's say you give me a shtar, I should be koine karka, a shtar kinyan. You give me a shtar, you want to give me karka mematona. A shtar can be koine karka mematona. So let's say you give me a shtar that you hereby obligate yourself to give me $1 million. You mentioned such case also. You give me chayv ani lachmona bishtar. You write and I hereby obligate myself to give you $1 million. So the halacha is that you become a chayv. You can create a kinyan ayidei shtar. You can create a his chayv as ayidei shtar yesh meyayin. Even though it's not a consideration for anything that happened before. There was no hezek, there was no havon, nothing. It's just yesh meyayin. He wants to create a his chayv. So that's what some rishonim learn. When you give me the shtar halva that says that you borrowed $1 million, that the shiva nechosim means that shtar, when you give it to me, you're giving me partially your karka. Because shiva nechosim means a kinyan lachatzoyim. You're makna your karka to me to a certain extent. That's how the Ritvo in Kiddushin writes on Daf Yud Gimel and the Nesivis and Chayshim Ishkan and Simcha Fes, writes like that shiva nechosim is considered a kinyan lachatzoyim. So that's a shtar kinyan. The shtar halvo is a shtar kinyan. It's kind of your karka partially. The karka still belongs to you. It's mechusa gavina. I didn't collect it yet. I just loaned you $1 million and someday in another 5 years I'm going to collect it. But right now, the minute that you give me the shtar, I have a kinyan b'miktsa, not just a lien. What do you mean a lien? A lien means, a shiva nechosim means a kinyan b'miktsa, a partial kinyan on your karka. Your karka belongs to me with respect to gviyat. So even if you sell it to somebody else, it already belongs to me with respect to Gviyas. So you don't say, how can I collect from him? You had no right to sell what I own in the karka. So if you treat it like a shtar kinyan, if you treat shtar halvoy enables the malva to collect from the lakuchas, it's based on a shtar kinyan, then shtari parso would be no good. That's how they're going, that's how the rabbis of Shalom Rambam hold. And the Ravid says they're right. The Ravid is Masigam says the rabbis are right and the Rambam is wrong. And the same thing, the rabbis of Shalom Rambam with the Ravid hold ben again to why can't you taina parua? If I lend you $1 million and there are eidim watching, so you ladies say paraiti, you are believed. But if you gave me a shtar, you're not believed to say paraiti. Why? Because shtar chaviyole my boy. If it's really true that you paid up the $1 million, how come I still have the shtar? So the achrenim are all bothered with the kasher, bikivega and others are bothered with kasher. What do you mean shtar chaviyole my boy? It's a haychacha, it's a raya, it's a ruba delesa, come on, that you still owe me the money. Since when in Hochem and Mamun Achar Aroi? What is such a gewalt, it's such a knockout riot, it's a 99% riot. Sometimes people pay up the chayv and they don't get back the shtar. So let's say you gave me back the money and I fidreid you the tzain and then I gave you a whole teretz, why I'm not going to give you, I don't have the shtar, I'm going to give you tomorrow, and you never got to get the shtar. So it's a yegemolt, the Gemara says, it's a yegemolt that you paid up the $1 million and the shtar is still by me. So what kind of a riot is that? Shtochab yod my boy. It's not such a, it's a ruba delesa come on. How can you be moitzi mamun based on a ruba delesa come on? So that's why if there's a lot of Rishonim and Achronim assume that it means something more than that. It shouldn't take it at face value. Shtoch HaBiyod, my boy, is a raya that you still owe the money. If not, if it's really Paruah, I wouldn't still have the shtar. So they say differently. So a lot say that pshat is just like if you would give me a shtar, chayv ani lachmona mishtar. I obligate myself to give you $1 million. So that shtar can create a hischayva. So here also, when you give me a shtar, that you owe me $1 million because you borrowed the money, included in that shtar is assumed that if you always have the right to taina parua, you can say loy lavisi, you can say paraiti, but when you give me a shtar, it's as if I'm kinda up, if you would have written
like
a shtar,
a
I have
like a lien.
It's a shtar kinyan, it's a shtar kinyan to be kinda up from you the right to taina parua. The halacha says that the nitva can always say paraiti, kaifer hakol paraiti, but if you give me a shtar that says I forfeit my right to say paraiti, so the shtar is kind of up, that's chus. You can give me a shtar to be mischayv yourself in $1 million yesh meyayin, and the shtar creates a hischayv. So if you have a chus to say paraiti and you forego that chus, so a shtar can be kind of up, that's chus. Even though it doesn't say anything in the shtar, it doesn't say you're forgoing. That's understood. Since shtoche biyadi, my boy, why do people hold on to the shtar that the guy shouldn't deny that he owes him the money? And the normal thing is that when you pay up the money, I give back the shtar. Kozma and I have the shtar, meaning that you didn't pay it up. That's normal. So it's muvan me'elav, it's self-understood that when you gave me that shtar, that's implicit in the giving over the shtar. The giving of the shtar serves as a kinyan that I should be kind enough from you, the schus that you normally would have, the taina paraiti. Abchaim has arrived from a sif in Shulchan Aruch, that's the pshat. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if I lend you the money, I lend you $1,000,000, and we made a Kabbalah's Kinyan. The Gemara says, Kemat says like that. We made a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suder, and there is no shtar, still you are not bagloif to say paraiti. Why not? There is no shtar chabiyot, my boy. I don't even have... Right, I lend you $1,000,000, milval pen, the presence of witnesses, and then I give you a handkerchief in exchange for which you're meshabed to me the $1,000,000. I didn't have to give you a handkerchief, you mukhiv anyway, I lend you $1,000,000. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if kodem yod afal pi shaloi kosvas ashtar, the loiva can no longer, the loiva will no longer be believed to say paraiti. Where's the shtar chabiyot? My boy doesn't even have a shtar. They never wrote the shtar. So Rav Chaim says, you see from the Shulchan Aruch like this, kemat dofen in the Gemaras. The Kenyan suitors serves as a kinyan to buy up your schusim. You have a schus to say paraiti, that's a dinatari, you have the right to say paraiti. So we make the kinyan sudra, I bought up that schus, even though we didn't say what, it's assumed it's moving me elof. So that's how every shtar works. So that's how the rabbis of Shal Haramam understood. That since the Gemara's conclusion is chutz miki gitei noshim, all shtari kinyan. No shtari kinyan worked by our course. Only if a shtarai would be good enough, so the arkois is a ruba delesa kama that it's really so. But a shtarkinyan is not going to work. It doesn't have the status of a shtar. So shtari halvoa, according to the rabbis of Shola Rambam, that accomplished two, shtari halvoa accomplished two things. Number one, that the malva gets shiba nechasim, and number two, that the loiv is no longer believed to say paraiti. That's based on a concept of shtarkinyan. That the shtar is kaina the nichse ha loiva benegeh to shibudim. He has a kinya lachatzoin. And number two is kind of the schus of the loiva to say paraita. That's a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan don't work by our koyesh al nochi. And the Rambam says that he disagrees with Rabbi Sof, because the Gemara says on Yutes and Ebeis. That's the chanof in the Gemara. The Gemara says you collect from the chosim Meshubadim. You do collect from the chosim Meshubadim. So maybe they had the other gears. You collect from the chosim Menecharim. So long Magen Mishnah. How did the Rabbi Sof Shal Rambam read the Gemara? Did they have a different gears, the same gears, a different shtar? There's a whole lesson. So the Rambam says, our Gemara says, you do collect from the Chosim Meshubadim. How can it be the halacha is Shtari Kinyan? Shtari Kinyan are no good, they are Kosh Anachim. So the answer obviously is, the Rambam holds that this is not a Shtar Kinyan, this is a Shtar Raya. I loaned you the money. I loaned you the money, so you owe me the $1,000,000, and theoretically there should have been a Shiba Nechosim as well. The only thing is, there's a Pseida de Lekuchas. What do you mean? I'm going to take away? Are you going to sell your karka to the lekuchas? They won't even, they never even heard that you borrowed $1,000,000. Man de yazid betzina yazid. The Gemara says, somebody borrows money, doesn't want the whole world to know that he's in debt $1,000,000. He's not going to advertise it. So it's the chashod, the hefset for the lekuchas. How are they going to know to be careful not to buy the fuel so they can lose their pants? I'll come later on to collect, I'll take away. Yeah. So because of the problem of saying the lekuchas, the chacham made a takone, that Milbal Peh will not collect from the Lekuchas. But once you have a shtar, then Kolo is slayed, then it's going to be Kolo. Once there's Kolo, so there's no issue, no problem of Seder and Lekuchas, then we revert back to the Iker Adin, what it should have always been, that a Halvor creates a Shiba Nechosim. So the shtar is not the Torah shtar, Kinyan according to the Rambam, it's not the shtar is kind of Karka. So the shtar is kind of the Karka of the Leiva with respect to Shibudim. It's kind of King of Chosim. What kind of shtar? The halvor. When I loaned you the money, the halvor makes the shiba nechosim. But there's a takanas chachamim. If it's a milbal peh, leis lekolo, so pseida de lekuchas, no shiba nechosim. Whenever the issue of pseida de lekuchas is taken care of, then I say the halvor creates the shiba nechosim. So the shtar is only a shtar raya, le raya bialmo, to make it that it should be is lekolo. And I, what's with the tining parua? How come parua? There's shtar chabiyot by a different explanation. It's also not that I'm buying up the right of the loive. I'm buying up with the kinyan shtas. And ishkin kinyan shtas a different word. The shtar is made that it's not paru, a different word. So the Rambam holds that it's a ruba deleisa kamon. It is a works mitam roiv. The right is good lahotzi mamet. So that's a fundamental machlok is the Rambam against the Raiva and the Rabbis of Shalarambam. The conclusion of the Gemara on our daf was, on Yudam and Beis, was
that by all shtari momen, a shtar biyakos does not have all shtari kinyan. All shtari kinyan, the shtar biyakos does not have the status of a shtar. It's only a ruba delays to come on whenever a shtar right would have been good enough. So the shtar hoyle biyakos is the ruba delays to come on. So the question is, what's with a shtar halvor that accomplishes that he can't say parua and accomplishes shiba nechasim? The Rambam seems to hold that that serves as a shtar right, not as a shtar kinyan. And they arrive at it, and Rabbi Yisrael Shalom holds that that's called the star right. So that's called the star right.
Somebody is machne, the other doesn't have to do a kinyan. Machne is enough.
Machne always needs a kinyan. Yeah, when you're machne, doing it.
Machne, somebody, the person wasn't playing it, and it's still not there.
Right, you have to have a nice kinyan. You always need a kinyan.
But I'll go about there as that corner, Miyuchedah. So therefore, the Yotzeh Dofen is not Alvor B'Shtar. It's Alvor about Peh. Normally, we might think even Alvor about Peh would be able to coin a Nechotzeh. So therefore, there was Takone about Peh, not connected to what they do, eliminate all kinds of disputes.
But once you have a Shtar, then you revert back to the Iker.
The other one is Takone. It's not really
right.
To learn all that.
Right. A regular shtarai, we say that's edus. We don't say that that's edus. The halacha says that edus is absolute. Star. Ah, yeah. So that's only, if it's signed by our kohen, then it's only a ruba delay to come on. Oh, so either it's a special takana de rabbanon that this ruba delay to come on, we will accept to be mighty moment, or you say maybe it's such a super duper ruba delay to come on that it's a miut. Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva in Madura Tinyonin, the tshuva is Rabbi Kivega that if it's such a strong ruba delay to come on that the miut against it is only miuta de miuta. That even Ramei Eloi Chayish L'miyuta, then such a right would be good L'Hotzi Mom. So maybe the Chacham felt that it's such a super right that it's good L'Hotzi Mom. And maybe they made a takona that this Ruben Alei Sikamon should be good L'Hotzi Mom. You have a few instances in the Gemara where they made a special takona that a right should be good L'Hotzi Mom. Here there's an important place we're not going to do tonight. Rashi has a kasha, he has a better solution to the Gemara's problem. The Gemara gave an answer. Rashi has, why didn't the Gemara just answer like they said before? We already solved this problem. So here's a whole taste of this that I'd like to start next week to figure out what the alternative was to this issue. And last week's Sedra and this week's Sedra and then later in the Chumash, the Torah describes different confrontations between the Ovis and the Klal Yisrael with other factions. So last week's Sedra, you have the confrontation between Yishmael and Yitzchak. And then in next week's Sedra starts the confrontation between Esav, Yankiv and Esav. Then later in the Chumash you have the Esav with the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav made the Adongamach Tzoris for the Klal Yisrael. So the Chachamim understand that Maisav is Simen Labonim. Not only by the Ovis Avram, Yitzchak and Yankiv, they assume even by the Asokim later, after Yitzchak and Tzoris, is also Maisav is Simen Labonim. So that's why in the Evan Shloimei, the Likutim from the Biuri Hagro, on the Tanakh and on the Sifrei Kabbalah, so he quotes, the Vilna Gaon is not saying on his own, just quoting sources, that they assume that somehow these represent, in the Hemshech of the history of the Jewish people, these represent the three different types of confrontation, the problems that we're going to have before Mashiach is going to come. So the Chachamim usually assume that Yishmael represents the Arabs, and they had the comment on last week's Sedra that when Avram Avinu passed away, so it says that they both participated in the Kvura peacefully. It says Yitzchak Yishmael Bonov. So Rashi writes that Yishmael was Mechaved Yitzchak to go first, and Yishmael lost a tshuva. That even though there was a sichsuch, they didn't get along for a while, but Lebesov, they made peace together. Lebesov, Yishmael lost a tshuva, and they made peace. The Chachamim seem to understand that although there's going to be trouble from the Arabs, but in the end of the story is going to be there's going to be peace. When is going to be the end? That's a different question. We don't know when the end is, but ultimately there's going to be peace. Esav? Never. Esav represents the Christians. The Chachamim understand Yankiv and Esav were twins. So the Christians claim to be the twin religion to the Jewish religion, and they had a sichsuch who's the core. Esa was the Bchor, and then Yanke bought the Bchor, so it's a Shaila, who is the Amah Nifchor? So the Bnei Yisrael know that we are the Amah Nifchor. Christians claim that after Yoshke, the Jews never accept, and so they claim that they're the Amah Nifchor. So it's a Tilpel, who's the Bchor? So this Tilpel, this is going to go on forever, and Halacha B'yodua Sheis is Sein Eliyanke, that the Halachas don't change, and that's not going to change. Yishmael is going to make peace with the Eden sometime. We haven't seen the peace yet, but someday there's going to be peace, and the Catholic Church is never going to make peace. And the Chachamim understand the parsha Nizavod Me'adam Chamutz Begradim Savach Lo Bevatzor Tavach Lo Bevoigdim. What we talk about in the Zmiris, that the whole Mechemes Gog and Magog, that's going to be with Edom, that's going to be with the Christian nation. It's not going to be with the Arabs. We have trouble from the Arabs with the Halbitzor. We're going to overcome the Asik with the Arabs, but the trouble with the Christians, that's never going to straighten out. People make a mistake now. They think that the Christians were at peace with, they're just working at peace with the Arabs. The Iker is we should kabdeh v'chashdeyu. Fine, you have to be mechabed all the Christian nations. If the American government gives assistance, it's fine. But you have to watch out. They have their own agenda. Edom is the greater enemy to the Bnei Yisrael. Al pi pashtus, according to the tradition of the Chachamim, than Yishmael. But then the Vilna Gaon points out, based on the Zohar, that the biggest tzar is going to be from the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav are those Jews. The Erev Rav were Jewish people. So the Erev Rav, the Vilna Gaon points out five different kinds of Erev Rav. So he says you have those who are Balei Machloikis. They make division among the Jewish people. I don't think he means the Satmar with the Lubavitcher. I don't think he means that. He's talking about different Machloikis, the Machloikis that we see now. With the government in Eretz Yisrael, this kind of machlokes that they make attacks against all the Orthodox, and they use everything, and they put the frame-ups and everything, all of this. This is the kind of machlokes that he's talking about. Or he says another group of the Erev Rav are the people who are just interested in Hanois. They just want Hanois. Like it was about a year ago, there was a big rock concert in Eretz Yisrael, but now thousands and thousands of people with drugs and everything. It was unbelievable, with sex, Allah, everything under the sun over there. So this Heverman was named Chaim Raymond. He was on the radio the next day. So wonderful, finally we became a Medina like all the wonderful Medinas. That's what he represents. So that's what the Vilna Gaon quotes from the Zohar. That's his Mamash Erev Rav. The people who want that style of living. So the Vilna Gaon quotes from the Zohar that the biggest trouble, bigger than the Christians and bigger than the Arabs, is going to be from the Erev Rav. When it comes time for Mashiach to come, that's what he quotes from the Zohar, from the Tikkuni Zohar, the biggest ikuvim are going to be from these people, from the Erev Rav amongst Klal Yisrael. You have to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should help us overcome all of the ikuvim. The Arabs is a halbitzor. We haven't even overcome the Arabs yet. We have to be mispalel for that, and mispalel for the Esav. And the Alkum have to be mispala for us, the Yaita Dishmaya, against the Erev Rav.